Jeopardy. Introducing today's contestants, a civil engineer from Zachary, Louisiana, Sean Buell. A voting rights attorney from Silver Spring, Maryland, Michelle Cantor Cohen. And our returning champion, a restaurateur and sommelier from South Portland, Maine, Nathan Berger, whose one day cash winnings total $11,999. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go again, another half hour in which three very bright people, Sean, Michelle, and Nathan, get to show how much they know in order to win a lot of dough. Good luck. Here we go. Categories, please. Starting off with Drink Up, It's Thirst Day. Aha. Geography. Channel that abbreviation, please. We'll deal with facts and figures. Ye old, notice the quotation marks on Y-E. And finally, we'll deal with the story of myth. Nathan, your turn.
Drink up for 200, please.
This frozen rum cocktail that can be banana or strawberry is named for a district in Cuba. Sean.
What is a daiquiri?
Yeah.
Let's have geography for 2.
The Casiquiare River forms a link between the drainage systems of the Orinoco and this bigger South American river. Michelle.
What is the Amazon?
That's the one.
Geography 400.
This monarchy of North Africa lies directly across the Strait of Gibraltar from Spain. Nathan.
It was Morocco.
Yes.
Drink up for 400, please.
Reposado tequila and Grand Marnier go into the upgraded cocktail known as this kind of car margarita. Nathan.
Was it Cadillac margarita?
Right.
Drink up 600, please.
Despite its name, this cocktail never seems to go out of style. Nathan.
Was it old-fashioned?
Right.
Drink up 8.
Hindi gives us the name of this hot whiskey drink that's warming and restorative. Michelle.
It's a toddy.
Toddy, yeah.
Geography 600.
If she sells seashells in the Seychelles, she'll know it's an island country found in this ocean. Nathan.
What is the Indian Ocean?
You got it.
Drink up 1,000, please.
A World War I artillery piece gave its national name and caliber to this champagne cocktail. Nathan.
What is Kir Royale?
No. Michelle or Sean? What is the French 75? Nathan, back to you.
Let's go Story of Myth for 200, please.
In the labor of the man-eating horses of King Diomedes, this hero fed Diomedes to the horses. Nathan.
It was Hercules?
Yes.
Story of Myth for 400, please.
Jealous Daedalus tossed his apprentice off the Acropolis, leading to banishment from this city. Sean.
What is Athens?
That's the city.
600 in Story of Myth.
This god of love fell in love with the mortal Psyche, of whom his mom Venus was jealous. Nathan.
It was Eros?
No. Michelle.
It was Aphrodite?
No. Correct response, who is Cupid? Back to you, Sean.
Myth for 800.
King Peleus used the golden fleece as an excuse to get this upstart nephew of his out of the city. Sean.
Who is Jason?
Yeah.
Story of Myth for 1,000.
An errant lioness interrupts the budding romance of Babylonian youths Thisbe and this guy. The guy's name was Pyramus. Back to you, Sean.
Ye old for 4.
This word for a leavening agent entered the language around the year 1000. Nathan?
It was yeast.
That's it.
Ye old for 200.
This word for an annual publication was around more than 4 centuries before the class of 2020 got theirs. Michelle?
What is a yearbook?
You are right, and with that, you go up to 600 and you take us into break number one. Break number one means we'll come back right after this. Some contestants come to Jeopardy knowing exactly what they're going to do with the money should they win a lot of it. Sean Buell is one of those. He wants to buy a sports car. Which sports car?
A Porsche Panamera.
Aha. What year?
Probably a 2017, right after the redesign.
Aha. What is it about that automobile that interests you and fascinates you particularly?
The 1,000 foot-pounds of head-turning torque.
Zero to 60 in what?
About 5.6 seconds for the base model.
Oh, that's slow. That's
yes.
Slow. Nowadays, there are cars that'll do that in 3.5.
But I have a family.
Oh. Good for you. Michelle Cantor-Cohen is a voting rights attorney from Silver Spring, Maryland. Playing the violin a long time.
Yes, since I was 3 years old.
Are you good at it?
I have a great time with my orchestra, and we play some great stuff.
Are we talking about classical music now?
Yeah, primarily.
Yeah.
I love the big orchestra pieces, Mahler, and anything with a lot of power.
What about country stuff?
I haven't played country yet. Who knows? I've always kind of wanted to learn to do Irish fiddling, actually, so maybe someday.
Okay. Well, good for you. Something to look forward to. Nathan Berger is from Maine. He is our champion. Wears a bow tie and a blazer to work. Not wearing a blazer right now. But also has how many large tattoos that you're hiding?
16 now, but a 17th happening in 3 weeks.
And is there a theme uniting all of these tattoos?
Yeah, they're all, effectively, all but one, are flora and fauna in remembrance of people and major events in my life.
Okay, that's a good subject. Way to go. All right, let's get back into this. Michelle has command of the board, not much money, but that's okay. She'll make the next selection for us.
Ye old 600.
This four-letter shrill cry has been around since the Middle Ages, not just the 2004 website launch. Nathan?
What is a yell?
No. Sean?
What is Yelp?
Yelp, yes, indeed.
Yield 8.
One of the Canterbury Tales is told by this old type of attendant or bodyguard. Sean?
What is a yeoman?
You got it.
Yield 1,000.
This word for a type of Jewish school entered English in the 1600s. Michelle?
What is a yeshiva?
That's it.
Facts and figures 200.
The average distance between these two bodies is 93 million miles. Michelle?
What is the Earth and the Sun?
Yeah.
400.
Adding up senators and House representatives, Congress has this many voting members. Sean?
What is 535?
Correct.
Facts and figures 6.
Since its founding in 1955, this company, with locations in all 50 states, has prepared more than 800 million tax returns. Nathan?
Who is H&R Block?
You got it.
Geography for 800, please.
And so there are the Daily Double.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right. If you're on Nevis and have business at Government House, you need to go to this nearby island.
What is St. Kitts?
You got it, and you double your score. And you move into second place as well.
Let's do geography for 1,000, please.
The Philippines' largest islands are Luzon and this one down south. And that island is Mindanao. Back to you, Nathan.
Channel that abbreviation for 200, please.
It's got drunk history. Calm. Michelle?
What is Comedy Central?
Correct.
400.
Founded by Robert Redford. Sund. Michelle?
What is Sundance?
Good.
600.
It's premium cable. Max. Sean?
What is Cinemax?
Correct.
Channel 8.
It's where you can watch NBA on TNT. TNT. Sean?
What is Turner Network Television?
That's it.
Channel 1,000.
With Maria Bartiromo's Wall Street, FBN. Sean?
What is Fox Business?
Yes.
Facts and figures 8.
On average, the statues on this Chilean dependency are 13 feet tall and weigh 14 tons. Sean.
What is Easter Island?
You got it. Now the last clue. This European country gets about 3/4 of its electricity from nuclear power, the most of any country. Sean.
What is France?
France is right, and that takes you to 7,400, a $5,000 lead over Michelle, your nearest opponent, and a $5,400 lead over Nathan, who gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. John is the one to catch. He has $7,400. Nathan, though, is selecting first from these subjects, these categories in Double Jeopardy. Sold at Sotheby's. Run-on sentences. Highways. Words that rhyme. Boss Hog. Oh, that sounds like fun. Them Duke Boys. Hey, how about that? Nathan.
Let's try words that rhyme for 400, please.
A digit and a chanteuse. Michelle.
What are a finger and a singer?
Yes.
Words that rhyme 800.
Legal evidence with probative weight and detached, indifferent, cool. Nathan.
What is proof and aloof?
Correct.
Words that rhyme 12?
What the defendant did in court regarding a legal charge and to totally carve it up on a snowboard, dude. What are pled and shred? Nathan.
Let's stick with words that rhyme for 1600, please.
Answer. Daily double. You have just moved into a tie with Michelle.
Let's do just 800, please.
800 only. All right. Adjective for lowly labor and warmly affable or agreeable. Nathan?
What is cheap and greet?
No, what are menial and genial? You lost a little. Go.
Let's go over to Sold at Sotheby's for 400.
Auctioned off in 2019 for $110 million, a record for an impressionist work. This painter's haystacks. Nathan.
Who is Monet?
Monet, right you are.
Sold at Sotheby's 800, please.
A shout out to this artist whose famous painting shattered records in 2012, bringing in over $119 million. Michelle.
Who is Munch?
Edvard Munch, yes.
Sotheby's 1200, please.
This artist's The Blue Page, once thought to be a sketch for his blue boy, sold for $3.25 million in 2016. Sean.
Who's Gainsborough?
Right.
May I have run-on sentences for 4?
It's said of this nursery rhyme trio, see how they run. Michelle.
What are 3 blind mice?
Good.
Run-on sentences, 800.
This number psalm says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Sean.
What is Psalm 29?
No. Michelle.
What is Psalm 23?
The 23rd Psalm, correct.
Run on sentences, 1200.
Before a heavyweight title fight, Joe Louis said, he can run, but these 3 words. Nathan.
What is he can't hide?
Correct.
Sold at Sotheby's for 16, please.
Immediately after his girl with a balloon sold in London in 2018, it self-destructed by passing through a hidden shredder. Sean.
Who's Banksy?
Yeah.
May I have highways for 4?
Good roads advocate Cyrus Avery of Tulsa is known as the father of this numeric highway, famous in song. Michelle.
What is Route 66?
That's the one.
Highways 800.
It means royal road. California and Spain have them. Sean.
What is the Camino Real?
Good.
Highways 12.
For years, D.H. marked this highway that, despite its name, wasn't only in the South. It got as far north as Detroit. Sean.
What's the Dixie Highway?
That's it.
Highway 16.
Answer. Daily double. And you have twice as much money as Michelle.
Let's go for 3,000.
All right, here's the clue. The Sun Yat-sen Memorial Highway connects Fengshan and Keelung on this island.
What is Taiwan?
Taiwan is right, and I was incorrect in my math a moment ago. You had more than twice as much money as Michelle, and now you have even more. You're at 14,400. Go again.
Highways for 2,000.
Both St. John's on Newfoundland and Victoria in British Columbia have mile zero markers for this highway. For the Trans-Canada Highway, either end. Sean.
Boss Hog for 4.
Stark Truth is a fierce boar that this legendary king of the Britons faces off against in the Mabinogion. And that would be King Arthur. Back to you, Sean.
Boss Hog for 18, or 8.
Initially, this sheep pig is laughed at, but he soon has things under control at Hoggett Farm. Sean?
Who's Babe?
Yep.
Boss Hog for 12.
Noting this swine's efforts, E.B. White wrote, it is deeply satisfying to win a prize in front of a lot of people. Michelle.
Who's Wilbur?
Yeah.
Boss Hog, 1600.
In Animal Farm, this large and in charge pig was based on Stalin. Sean.
Who's Napoleon?
He's the one.
Boss Hog, 2000.
Zhubaji, or Pigsy, is an animal guide helping Tripitaka in the 16th century Chinese epic known as Journey to Here. Journey to the West. Sean, back to you.
Then Duke Boys, 4.
At 23 in 1705, Archibald Campbell, 3rd Duke of Argyll, was appointed treasurer of this country. Scotland. Scotland, lad. Sean.
Duke Boys, 8.
As a young man, Arthur Wellesley, best known as this Duke, had gambling debts and trouble at school before his martial glory. Michelle.
Who is the Duke of Wellington?
Yep.
Them Duke Boys, 1200.
Wealthy landowner and 1750s Prime Minister Thomas Pelham Holds was Duke of this upon Tyne. Duke of Newcastle upon Tyne. Michelle.
Duke Boys, 1600.
A constant schemer against his brother, King Edward IV, George, Duke of Clarence, was killed in this London prison in 1478. Michelle.
What is the Tower of London?
You are right.
Duke Boys, 2000.
Machiavelli fittingly referred to the young Duke Cesare Borgia as a new this title. A new prince, the prince. 4 clues left, Michelle.
Rhyme, 2000.
To pick and get rid of inferior cattle from the herd, and to heat and spice up some wine. Sean.
What are cull and mull?
Yes.
Sold for 2,000.
The first sculpture on the auction block ever to sell for over $100 million was Walking Man 1 by this Swiss-born sculptor. Nathan.
Who is Giacometti?
Correct.
Run on sentences for 16.
In 1814, a Belgian diplomat said the Congress of this city doesn't run, it waltzes. Michelle.
What is Vienna?
Yeah, and now the last clue. In this Shakespeare comedy, Lysander says, the course of true love never did run smooth. Michelle.
What is A Midsummer Night's Dream?
That is right. That takes you to 12,400. Good game. Great game. All three of you still in it for Final Jeopardy. Let's take a look at the subject matter today. Military slang. Uh-oh. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
The Gecko's Chinese takeout barely fit into his tiny NYC apartment, but his belongings are protected by this type of insurance from the Geico Insurance Agency. What is renter's insurance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
We're dealing with military slang in our final today, and here is the clue. This word for high-ranking officials comes from a metal used in 19th century military insignia. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Nathan, you're the champ, up until now. You're in third place at 5,600. Did you come up with the correct response? You wrote down, what is the brass? Yes, indeed, that's the medal. And it'll add nothing to your total. You'll remain at 5,600. Michelle was giving this a lot of thought, and then finally, at the last second, wrote something down. What did she write down? The correct response, top brass, yeah. And she will add 400 only, taking her up to 12,800 and taking us to Sean, who played really well. Did he come up with brass? He did indeed. He's going to be the winner today with how much money? Ooh, 6,001 more, 24,801. And he gets to play again and try to add to that total. Join us and see if he does. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.